This weekend, Atlantic comes alive with Atlantic Fest in downtown Atlantic, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Paige Jensen is with us this morning. Hey, I remember you.
I remember you, too.
You interned with us last year.
I did.
And now you're interning with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. How's that experience been?
It's going great. I have, unfortunately, a few more days left until I return back to college in Maryville, but I've definitely learned a lot more about connecting with businesses and just community members.
Why was that internship specifically interesting to you?
I really want to go into the field of like marketing and communications. And when I saw their ad online for an internship that involved like those specific things, I definitely thought that was something of interest of me. I wanted to come home my first year back. So
I definitely
have enjoyed this opportunity.
Yeah, get to see a little bit about marketing and planning, event planning especially.
Absolutely.
Which is what you've been focusing on here with Atlantic Fest coming up. Most folks show up at Atlantic Fest and think, this is fun, we have a good time, there are lots of things to do, plenty of good food and stuff, but not many people think about what it takes to put that all together. So Paige, what does it take to put that all together?
That is a huge loaded question. So my internship started back towards the end of May. And I know ever since then we have, even if it was smaller details, we've been absolutely prepping for this. And I know the girls back in the office have had a year-long commitment to this, meetings every month or so, and just kind of corresponding with committee chairs for our different events. My job so far has been doing a lot of the social media content, anything communication-wise, and just really corresponding with business people and the community members. And so far this week, we've just been kind of doing like the hard stuff, getting everything pretty much lined up, all of our like t-shirts, just all the supplies lined up. But stuff that goes into it in the past is just corresponding with like vendors and signing people up for different events, and definitely working a lot with the city too for street closures and stuff like that.
Yeah, the last week it's pretty much putting your finger in the dam, blocking you know, all the holes that pop open and covering all those things. But all that planning that goes in ahead of time, because folks don't realize sometimes how many, well, you've got Atlantic Fest, which is one big festival. There are many parts to that. Like, you know, for example, there's a car show that takes its own planning, right?
Mm-hmm. And we are so thankful to have committee chairs represent those individual activities. And they bring their own ideas and we all kind of brainstorm. And they kind of take care of like the event by themselves a little bit. But we are fortunate enough to work with them too. Like, so they'll bring in their awards, ask for sponsors with us, stuff like that.
Okay, well, let's get to the fun stuff, because that's what folks want to hear about. I mentioned the car show. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 11. There'll be registrations, and then the trophies presented at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that'll just be in the downtown general area?
Yeah, we're blocking off the entire Chestnut Street from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., I believe. And Chestnut Street, we are planning for it just to be lined with beautiful cars. In years past, I know they've had almost 300. So we're really planning to have as many as that this year too.
Yeah, it's always a nice show, and hopefully the weather will be nice. The forecast looks good. So you get some nice sunshine and comfortable temperatures, those cars really shine.
Yes, and we've also talked with different business owners too. They're keeping their businesses open during normal hours as well that Saturday. So we also encourage patrons to go ahead and shop local, explore the different stores that are in downtown Atlantic.
And they're air conditioned.
Absolutely.
Just in case you get a little much of that sun.
Yes.
Very good. Well, lots of things to do here during the course of that Saturday celebration here coming up this weekend. And we mentioned the car show, but there's so many other things going on as well. It starts early, the road race, and folks can get involved in that right up to the last minute, can't they?
Yes, we do. All the events we do take day of registration for that. And welcome everyone to participate. There's no limit as to who we can have participate.
Okay. I know you have folks that are setting up some of the individual events, as you mentioned, but the road race, is it pretty much like it has been? The course hasn't changed a lot, and a lot of the pluses that they have going on around that are all going to be the same?
Yep. Not any huge changes that I know of. Just we do the 2K walk and then the 5K run, like okay. usual.
Very good. Some snacks and things that go along with that.
Yep, we'll have a hydration station provided by Atlantic Bottling. We're very fortunate to have wonderful sponsors and partners for the entire festival as a whole, and then the different activities. And Roland Funeral Service is also providing some fruit, I believe.
Very good. Okay, so you can start your day off by getting that blood moving around a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
Go home and shower up and come on back and have plenty of fun, because there's plenty to do. And breakfast is involved, I assume?
Yes, Hy-Vee. They are doing, again, a pancake breakfast in the city park starting at 8 o'clock. And I know those pancakes move fast, so definitely want to get there at 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other things going on. We talked about pancakes and stuff, so let's continue with food. I assume there'll be plenty of food options.
We have something for absolutely everyone this year for food vendors. We have partnered with some of the best food trucks in the area. We have some barbecue, Thai food, sweet treats, Mexican food, pizza. Everything that you can think of, we've got it covered at Atlantic Fest.
Excellent. Lots of options. You'll find something that you like, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Plenty of food, plenty of drink. We'll keep you hydrated and keep you, we'll keep those carbohydrates coming throughout
yes.
the day, too. Very good. Lots of activities, both for adults and for children.
Yes. In the city park, we'll have information booths as well as crafters. We'll have bouncy houses for the kids. Face painting, I believe some hair tinsel and hennas. And we'll also have the little train rides that one of the churches is putting on, as well as the pedal tractor pulls.
Okay. I see the kids' bike ride will be held that day as well.
Yes, the kids' bike ride that will also be at the Shieldburg Recreation Area at 10:30.
Okay, so lots of opportunity. Now, for the adults, I see there are lots of things going on, too, that they'll be able to enjoy. They'll enjoy maybe some bingo in the city park. There'll
yes.
be some other things, activities for them.
Mm-hmm. So we have all the different activities during our festival. We have the road race, of course, mm-hmm. motorcycle show, craft show, car show. And then, like you just said, we have the BPW putting on their bingo activity in the city park shelter. That's from 1 to 3 that afternoon. And then we'll also do the 50-50 raffle as well. The BPW is helping with that as well. And we'll announce the winner at 3:45 on the entertainment stage.
And folks will be able to buy tickets that day?
Yes. We'll have people walking around with tickets that you can buy. And we'll have a 50-50 raffle.
Now, if you love to kind of do a little wandering and maybe a little shopping here and there, crafters, they usually have a pretty good craft show and a lot of vendors mm-hmm. of that nature at these events.
Yes, we have crafters coming from all over the place. They'll be lined on the street. We have a lot of participants already registered, and we've stopped accepting registrants for that already. But something for everyone with our crafters as well. And we also encourage, like I said earlier, people to hit up stores downtown and continue to shop and support local.
Sure. And a live entertainment schedule as well.
Yes. We are fortunate, again, to partner with some of the area entertainment. So from 11 to 12, we'll have Dance Atlantic performing. And 12:05 to 12:45, Jenna Now. She is an area singer. She does amazing live music. We've had her at Produce in the Park before. And then 12:50 to 3, we'll have Walnut Street Revival Band playing and continue to keep us entertained.
Really, the goal that day is to find the things that you like. Wander, enjoy. There's plenty of shade in the city park area. But if you want to wander around through the downtown area and find some different things, it's a good place to go with family and friends.
Absolutely. It's a family-friendly activity for all ages, and there's guaranteed to be something for everyone to enjoy.
You've been helping to coordinate and organize a lot of this stuff. So what are you looking most forward to? Do you have a thing that you want to enjoy most?
Oh, gosh. I'm excited for the food vendors. There's some of them I haven't tried yet, so I would like to try that. But the most important part is I love connecting and meeting different people that I may have not before, mm-hmm. and just kind of seeing like all of our hard work pay off.
Very good. And it takes a lot of volunteers. It takes a lot of hands to make this happen. At this late date, are you still looking for a few volunteers if folks want to step up?
Absolutely. So we, a lot of our events, all of our events are all ran by wonderful volunteers. And we are still looking for volunteers for some of our events. I know just kind of manning the bounce houses in the city park and the kids pedal tractor pull. We're looking for people to help out with that as well. You can call the chamber office at 712-243-3017. And we can hopefully plan to work something out to have you volunteer.
And don't be afraid you might get stuck working all day. You can volunteer for as much or as little as you like.
Absolutely, yes. We can split you up in like an hour or so shift, and you definitely will not be working all day.
All right, very good. Atlantic Fest, it's always a good time. Make sure you're a part of it. Paige Jensen, thanks for coming by and sharing. Hope you've had a good time putting this all together.
Yeah, thank you.